Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. This week on the Superstar Power Hour, we had the incomparable Kenny Chesney. When I sat down to talk with him, he had literally like just finished moving his stuff on the bus and was getting ready to leave for the Here and Now tour, which has had to be canceled and rescheduled and all kinds of things. So I think Kenny was really excited about getting back on the bus and heading out and playing all these shows that he's been dying to play for almost 3 years now and playing a lot of this new music. We talked all about his set list and how he plans to fill those 26 slots of the show every single night. We talked about the openers that he has coming out with them this year, Old Dominion again, Dan and Shay, Carly Pierce. It's such a fun lineup. And it's always so great to catch up with Kenny Chesney because you're sitting there talking to this person. You're like, oh my God, you are like one of the biggest country stars on the planet, and you're so kind and so down to earth. And I always am so grateful and so appreciative of the time because, I mean, he's Kenny Chesney. He could be doing anything, but he probably just wants to be out on a boat, no shoes, no shirt, no problems. So here it is. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Kenny Chesney.
Hi.
Mr. Kenny Chesney, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What's going on?
Nothing. I just, honestly, I just got back from, putting my stuff on the bus.
Oh, this is probably the first time you put your stuff on the bus in a long time, right?
4 years.
You gotta be
crazy. It's true.
It's
true. Like I had a new bus built. Well, they sold my old bus, you know, because during COVID. And so I had to have a new bus. So I had to have it built. And I just saw it for the first time today. I leave Monday to go to Tampa for rehearsals. And so I had to put all my stuff on the bus.
That's got to be a strange feeling, but you have to be just like giddy, right? To finally get back on the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking really forward to it. You know, we're in the middle of a lot of work at the moment, you know, but once all that work is done and completed, we will be very, very excited.
Definitely.
To feel that energy and to experience all that over again. It's pretty incredible. And we've been away from that for a little bit, you know? And so in rehearsals, you can only play, you know, in a rehearsal hall for so long, but to feel that, you know, that energy come back at you, you can't recreate that in rehearsals. And especially when you've been away from it for as long as we have.
Are you feeling a little bit nervous?
I wouldn't say nervous.
No,
I'm anxious to do it because I don't get nervous anymore about, you know, something happening on stage because pretty much everything has happened. And I know that there are things that are going to happen. I'm going to forget the words, or I'm going to fall, or somebody's going to do something. You know what I mean? So I don't get nervous in that sense, but I do get anxious to get up there and connect and to see, you know, what the audience is going to bring back to me. I get anxious about that.
Definitely. And, you know, playing every night for 50, 60,000 people, what is the key for you to make every show still feel intimate?
Well, it took me a while. When we first started doing stadium shows, it took me a minute, honestly, because there was just so much more ground to cover emotionally and mentally and spiritually up there, you know. But after a couple years of doing that, it was really interesting how that stadium, you know, kind of started to feel a little smaller, and we were able to connect in a different way. Every audience is different, so that helps, you mm-hmm. know. But I think that for us, we really try to just give them as much energy as we can and see what hits us back. And you know, every night is, I know it sounds crazy, because, you know, our show doesn't change that much. I mean, it'll change a song or two depending on the, you know, what city we're playing or whatever, but it's changed a lot this year. But I mean, like through the year, it doesn't mm-hmm. change that much. But it's crazy how that can be the case, but every night still feel different, you know. Yeah. And because it's just the energy of the audience and you know, the social climate. I know that sounds crazy.
No, I believe it.
It depends on how much news they watch, and it depends on all this stuff. And we're the, you know, and when I feel like we're supposed to be the anecdote to the news.
Yes.
And so that is, so it depends. It depends on how ready they are for it. You know, and it's our job to, if they're not that ready for it, we just got to like hit them a little bit, you know, just poke them.
Gotta get them ready. you've added some new players to the band. Talk about what that is going to bring to the show.
Well, we've got several new faces out on the road, you know. It's been an interesting change, you know, because we've had a lot, you know, we're a big, big road family out there. Mm-hmm. And when that changes a little bit within every family, it's hard, you know. But I will tell you that the band is really rocking. It is really intense. It's got a lot of energy. It's been a fun rehearsal period. I'm not one that loves to rehearse.
No,
I just like to go do it. And I wasn't that good of a student in school because I have that kind of mentality, you know. I mean, I was like, I just wanted to go do it, you know, like, but it's been awesome. It really has. And the energy of the band is really good, and I can't wait. You know, it's just, like I said, I just keep going back to it. We started rehearsals at the end of, when was it? Yeah, it was the end of February.
Oh, wow. So you're definitely, you're anxious to get out there.
We're ready. I mean, like we were at our last rehearsal the other day before we go to Tampa. We just all the band just kind of looked at each other and go, let's just go play. And so that's why we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be great to get back out there this year. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
And
you guys are done studying for the test. You're ready for the test.
Yeah, we're done. You know, we're ready to go. But it's going to be pretty emotional, really, because there was a moment where we didn't know if we were going to get to play music for mm-hmm. even longer or ever. Or
definitely.
I don't know. But but to see our audience again and to feel that what we've been really, really blessed to feel. And there's a lot of gratitude within the whole touring family that we get to do what we do, and that we get to, you know, it's almost that time. It's definitely crazy, but it is.
You know, when someone comes to see your show, I know everyone wants to hear their favorite Kenny Chesney song, but you've only got 26 songs. So what can we expect from the set list this year?
Well, that'll go up and down some, you know, but mm-hmm. it depends. Right now the set's around, 20, it's 26. It's around there. There's not a lot of, I will tell you that we've worked really hard this year on the flow of the show and just the sequencing of the songs and just keeping the pace really intense. You know, I don't think I say a word for 45 minutes.
Really? You're just rocking.
It's just all the way down. I mean, like we keep hitting them, you know, and then after about 45 minutes, I'll say hello.
I love that so, so much. And then one of the other really cool things that I was reading about that you did this year was making the tour greener. Talk about like switching to LED lights and taking down the number of trucks you guys use and why you wanted to do that.
Oh, it's just weight mainly, you know, and it's, we're a lot leaner this year when it comes to moving down the highway. And, you know, and technology has changed mm-hmm. as the years go by, you know, this stuff, but it's just making it more, just trying to be more efficient in every single way out there on the road. you know, and when you've been doing it like we have for a while, anytime you can make that better, it's a good thing, you know? And so, but it's, there's a lot of people out there working really hard to make that happen.
Definitely. And let's talk about the opening acts this year. You bring out Dan and Shay, you're bringing out Old Dominion again and Carly Pierce. Talk about why you wanted these acts on the road with you.
Well, I think, Old Dominion's kind of grandfathered in.
Yeah. I always joke them. I'm like, you know where Kenny's bodies are buried.
That's exactly right.
They've got some good blackmail, whatever it is.
Yeah. You know, and I love those guys. I've been able to spend a little time with Brad and Matt, you know, and some of those guys off the road in during COVID. But I've only met Dan and Shay one time, even though we're on the same label now. And, mm-hmm. But I was in the studio, it was about 5 months ago, maybe. And they were in the same studio, but a different room. And they came in, it was right after we had, you know, just, decided that they were going to go tour with us this summer, and they came over to introduce themselves. And that's the only time I've ever met them, but they seem like great guys. And, I'm looking forward to getting to know them, and they obviously have a really good audience, and you know, it's just what we look for, you know. And Carly's doing really great. You know, mm-hmm. she's where she was even a year ago to where she is now is really incredible. And so the timing works out great for us, you know, that the fact that she's a really doing really well and taking care of her own music and working really hard and really wants this. You know, it's one thing to do this, but to really want it is something else. And I think that everybody we have on stage and out there on the road with us this summer really wants to be there. And that's always good.
Definitely. And then you mentioned being in the studio. So now I have to ask you, you've been working on some new music?
Well, always a little, but I mean, I'm a long ways away, mm-hmm. you know, I feel like, and so, I'm a pretty hard critic of myself. And so we're constantly in the studio, just, you know, here and there, and just mm-hmm. to see what we have, you know, and so that was what that was, but in any circumstances, I'm a long ways away from having new music.
Well, I had to ask. And then last question for you before I let you go, and this one's a little bit selfish, it's for me, but we're going on a family vacation to St. John next month, so I have to know, like, what is your number one recommendation for down there?
I don't know, just I don't know, get a boat and go jump in the ocean in the middle of the channel at sunset. It's the best thing in the world to do. That's good for the soul.
Definitely. That's on the list. As many boat trips as we can do while we're there.
That's so awesome. Dude. That's great. Have fun.
Thank you so much. And Kenny, thank you so much for your time and good luck on the tour. We can't wait to see it when it comes to town. I'm so excited.
Thank you. See you soon.
Awesome. Take care, Kenny. Bye.
Bye, Kenny. See you later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.